the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Hey, Luke Ryan's here.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
Prodigal Son returns.
Hello, it's me, the Prodigal Son.
And you've got a beard.
Yeah. I look like I've been out in the bush.
Yeah.
And I
have you
a
been out in the bush? Because I wouldn't put anything past you.
I have been around gigging all over the place
in
some weird places.
Yep.
So, yeah. But this is also city beard. Like, you
city
know.
Beard.
We mean because it's well trimmed.
Yeah.
It is well trimmed.
Without being totally hipster.
Yeah.
No, but I was accused of that last night at the gig.
Yeah, no, I don't think.
Thank you.
I think you, yeah.
I love the way that you say
the
word.
You surpass hipster.
Accused. It's not like someone said, oh, you're a hip. No, you're a hipster.
I think in 2018 it is an accusation. It's not a compliment. No one's saying hipster like, oh, you seem lovely. Yeah. It's not a nice thing.
But yes, you are here for Fringe, 5th to the 9th of February. What is the name of your show?
Thanks for asking, Pete.
You're welcome.
It's reintroducing 2012 Clio Bachelor of the Year nominee.
Is that the whole title?
Luke Joseph Ryan, they're my name. So it's very long.
It is long.
I'm really bad at coming up with titles.
Oh, just use all the words.
I just use all the words. Yeah, just a real long one. Yeah.
So what's it about? You're just a complete reintroduction to the man that is.
Yeah, it's just bringing me back 5 years later, a little bit less hair.
Really, a little bit less hair?
But that's a little bit more hair.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're looking.
Well, that's why I'm good, because you hit that point where if you can grow it anywhere, you just grow it there, right? Like, that's what I'm doing. Like, that's why it's coming out the sides and all that here, because I'm going bald in weird places.
Tell me about it. My chin is not far off yours sometimes.
Really?
Do you pluck? Absolutely.
I think my mum
sometimes
shows.
I need help. Someone's got to hold their foot on my chin. And, you know, it's like terrible. It's terrible what happens to you as you get older. Let's stop now. Because people are getting a hideous image of me right now.
Yeah, if people haven't seen a picture for a while, they might see you with a full beard.
I know. Like I'm in the circus.
Yeah, wow. I had no idea. Well,
ask
I'm not
your
complaining.
Mum.
Yeah, no, I genuinely think she shaves sometimes.
Oh, no. That only makes it come back worse. We're always told
I'll tell
as kids.
Her then.
Yeah.
Oh, this is unreal.
Well, there's next year's Fringe show. Sorted.
Nah, but the show's good. It's real good. It's about heaps of stuff.
Where is it?
Where's it on? It's at Rosie O'Grady's.
Oh, beautiful.
On Monday next week. Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool. Funny. Yeah.
Make sure you get along. We don't know a lot about it, but as we always know, it's always good.
Lovely having you back.
Always.
Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
We are joined by Michael Stamp from Nine News. Hi, Michael.
Lisa, Pete, how you going?
Michael, you've been on the scene today of something that had everyone absolutely upset in our building today, that's for sure. Perth's popular Lucky Chan's Laundry and Noodle Bar was on fire.
Yeah, it sure was. Very busy place, a very popular restaurant as well. And 10:30 this morning on William Street, Northbridge, just between Aberdeen and Newcastle Street. Lots of people were in between trying to find out what was going on. What was happening, there were 25 firefighters there at the time, because a little fire broke out in the kitchen of this Lucky Chan's restaurant. I was actually there last Friday night, so I was a bit disappointed that something was going on there.
It is iconic, isn't it? It really is.
It sure is. It's a bit quirky, but it's very popular, great food. So, at the time, the fire started in the kitchen of the restaurant, just towards the back of it, inside the oven. And funny enough, that oven was actually repaired yesterday, so they're going to have to get another oven in the coming days. This fire, it wasn't overly big for the Lucky Chan owners. I actually spoke to one of them just afterwards and, pardon the pun, he said they were quite lucky for the damage.
There would have been a few puns, yes.
But he said they were lucky. The damage was limited to the kitchen and there's some nearby equipment. Obviously, the business will be disrupted now and a lot of cleanup as well. There's a real big smoke sort of smell inside there. So they will be closed for a little bit, but the owner said doesn't anticipate the restaurant will be closed for too long, hopefully being back open next week. But that was the problem. A little fire in the kitchen, mostly smoke logged, and that's what other businesses nearby were saying, that there was just so much smoke coming out from the restaurant as well. Firefighters, they spent over an hour trying to contain it and clean it up. When we were there, the firefighters were actually bringing out these food trays. You could see a few, some sorts of meats inside these four food trays, which were burnt.
I thought you meant they were having lunch.
Yeah, they were probably preparing for tonight's night. So, again, quite lucky that it wasn't too serious.
Yes.
Michael, seeing as you were there last week, when these guys do get up and running, what dish would you recommend?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what I had. I had the bao buns. I love those bao buns. But I had this type of popcorn chicken as well. Not the other type, but this one was Lucky Chan's own. So a couple of those ones, and very nice, very nice. Hopefully they're back up and running by next week.
Yes, and with that, with more news on Channel 9 tonight, I wish you luck, Michael, in not using the word lucky in the story.
What else have we got? Unfortunate? Or
it's going to be tough.
We might sneak it in.
The
Rush Hour
with Lisa and Pete. The WA's Registry of Births, Deaths and Marriages have released the top 50 names for babies registered in the state last year. This is the most popular names registered
girls
in the state.
And the boys. And Isla Fisher's ING Direct ad, the ING ad, has clearly cut through because number one on the list for girls is Isla. ISLA.
195 occurrences. It's up from the fourth position in 2016, fifth in 2015, and seventh in 2014. So just a steady rise over the past few years.
It has been. Last year's top was Charlotte. I love that name, Charlotte.
It's a nice name.
It's dropped down to number three. And moving up from number three last year into second place, it sounds like a Melbourne Cup story, doesn't it? Is Mia, M-I-A.
I know a Mia.
Yep. We all know a Mia.
What about blokes? What have we got in here for? Oh, well, look at this. I mean, this isn't too unusual. Oliver is in at number one.
Again.
Back to back. Wait, back to back to back to back.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, the top three haven't changed. Oliver, then Jack. I love the name Jack. And then William.
Noah in behind that at four. James at five. I know a couple of Lucas's and Leo's.
Was it Luke-i?
Luke-i?
Yes.
I think Peter Luke-i, yeah.
Yeah, I love with boys' names. I just love those sort of one syllable kind of Jack or Harry. Or,
yeah.
Although that's true. Max. I love sort of old school names like that for boys. But I do like Oscar. And that's in there at number 19.
Oscar. Okay, yeah. Oscar is a very nice name as well.
And I love Archie. Archie's such a great, cute name for a little boy at 13 and for a cool name for a grown-up boy too, because you've got to keep that in mind, don't you?
Yeah.
What it's going to sound like when they're grown up,
Are they going to sound adult when they're actually a person? Like to me, like Phil doesn't sound like a baby's name.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
No,
it doesn't, does it?
It's baby Phil.
Yeah, it says baby Phil with his, there's his 45-year-old comb over.
There's old school sort of names that are making a bit of a comeback for girls too, I see. I love Ivy. That's cute. Not so
that's
keen
cute.
On Hazel.
No?
That's in there. No offense.
Sorry to all the Hazels out
no
there.
No offense if anyone's called. But there's a couple of unusual ones. In at number 50 for girls is Addison. And I thought maybe it was a misprint and they dropped the M, but no, Madison is in there at number 34. So Addison.
Addison. All right.
And Florence is in there.
Florence is a beautiful. I love the name Florence.
Baby Flo?
Baby Flo. What about baby Florence instead of saying baby Flo? It's sort of the name where you'd have to actually always say Florence instead
like
of Flo.
You feel like you're always in trouble.
Hey, Flo. we want to know, 133353, have you got Perth's least popular name? I know Abort.
Abort?
B-O-R-T. Abort.
Yeah, B-O-R-T.
B-O-R-T. And it's got, I'm sure it's... he's Australian. He's a second generation Australian,
yeah.
But obviously he's got heritage from, I don't know whether it'd be
Denmark German?
Or German or Netherlands
like
or something.
The soup?
Because
no,
there's
sport.
Well, he's got the two dots above the O.
Oh yeah, but some people are throwing dots and little things around
hyphens
like
and stuff.
Yeah, like they don't know what they're doing.
Like
these
it's
days,
confetti.
Just don't, please don't.
Like Ladasha.
Ladasha.
Yeah.
What, is that a reindeer?
L A, and then there's. A dash and then an A.
No.
Yeah, you say the dash.
No.
Out. Yeah.
That's like ABC or whatever it is. It's ABC.
Really?
Absidy.
Absidy.
ABCDE.
Oh, wow.
Don't call your kid Absidy ABCDE. If you already have, I apologise, but you know. With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.